Under the current system that's been in place for the last 124 years, whoever has served longest on the court automatically serves as the Chief Justice and is considered the leader of the entire state judicial system. The proposed constitutional amendment to change that passed the Senate on a straight party line vote today, with all Democrats voting against it. State Senator John Erpenbach of Middleton says the change is a political move designed to unseat the current Chief Justice, Shirley Abrahamson, who is considered the leader of the liberal bloc on the court.
Shirley's like everybody's mom or grandmother. I don't know how you couldn't like her. You may not like the way she conducts the court, but constitutionally, she is the Chief Justice. And now you want to take that away from one person. Not because you're concerned about the future of the court 10 or 20 years from now. You just don't want Shirley in the position that she's in right now.
Democrats argue that the bill will upset the balance of power between the legislature and the court by having the legislative branch telling the courts how they should operate. But Republican Senator Mary Lazick says because it's a constitutional amendment, the final say will be up to the voters.
It's not the Senate and the Assembly saying, Supreme Court, you must do this because we want you to do this. It's the Senate and the Assembly saying to the public, what are your thoughts on this, and letting the public decide about their Wisconsin state constitution.
The measure now goes to the Assembly, and it will have to pass both houses again next year before it goes to the voters. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.